Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. A warm welcome to each and every one of you. And we'll start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your peace, your joy. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing on our behalf, on our children's behalf, on those that have grandchildren, our neighbors, our families and friends, Lord, our associates, Lord. We just thank you for being God. We thank you for salvation. It's right at our fingertip, Lord, if we only surrender to you, if we only seek you while you may be found, because gross darkness will be upon the earth, Lord. And if we don't have that connection with you now, if we're not forming and building that friendship that nothing can break, not angel, not principality, not mother or father, husband or wife or children, Lord, nothing can help us, Lord. So help us to form that relationship with you that we may become one as you and the Father is one. We thank you for Advent Light Ministry. We thank you for all that those participate on online, on phone. We pray for those in China, Japan, the Netherlands, Canada, Jamaica, the Caribbean, and even here in the United States and wherever your people may be listening to this rebroadcast. Bless them in a special way. Hear their cry. Hear their prayer. Be with the medical missionary teams that's going out to different countries and different places to help the sick and the afflicted. And the poor, Lord. Please bless the speaker as he come at the appointed time. In the name of Jesus, may you fill him even now with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Be with his wife also and his family as a whole. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you for every opportunity I get to come before your people and to present the truth and to encourage them and to be a blessing and to help us not to be ashamed of the gospel and help us to surrender our life to you. We thank you and we praise you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Good to be back on the line. Another Sabbath evening to praise the Lord in songs and in testimonies and in just prayers. We glorify, we magnify our Lord. So please press 1 if you would like to share so that everyone will get a chance to share. And I'll go ahead and read the reading from Spirit of Prophecy before I open the line. Sabbath day restored. Before entering the promised land, the Israelites were admonished by Moses to keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12. The Lord designed that by a faithful close observance of the Sabbath command, Israel should continually be reminded of their accountability to him as their creator and their redeemer. While they should keep the Sabbath in the proper spirit, idolatry could not exist. But should the claim of this precept of the Decalogue be set aside as to longer binding, the Creator would be forgotten, and men would worship other gods. I gave them my Sabbath, God declared, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctified them. Yet they despise my judgment and walk not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbath. For their heart went after their idols, and in his appeal to them to return to him, he called their attention anew to the importance of keeping the Sabbath holy. I am the Lord, your God, he said. Walk in my statute and keep my judgments and do them and hallow my Sabbath. It shall be a sign between me and you that ye may know that I am the Lord, your God. And this is also taken from Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12. 16 and 19, and also 20, and Patriots and Prophet, page 181, paragraph 1. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, I just want to welcome my brothers and sisters as we keep the Sabbath day holy, and let us worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to each one on this night. I'm very happy to be here this evening, though my voice is not of the best. Yes, Sister Carla.
Yes,
I'm happy to be here today. I'm telling you, I just as an oath of my mouth. And my husband told something and give to me. So I have a cold, a kind of a cold in my throat. Yes. And okay. As soon as I open the mouth, the cold just dropped down. But
wow.
I am happy to be here. Nevertheless, I'm happy to be here upon God's holy Sabbath day and for keeping me safe.
Yeah. I'm sorry, there's a background noise competing with you. We can barely hear you. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me see. Yes. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'm happy to be here this evening, though I have to I had to take my husband to the urgent care because he got a call and he passed it on to me. That's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I'm here. And I remember the Sabbath was given to all mankind. I was speaking the Sabbath because that's what we are in. God created, when he created this world, he gave mankind the Sabbath. The seventh-day Sabbath was given to not one person, but to all mankind on the seventh day of creation week. Thus, he says, thus the heavens and the earth was finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it had rested from all work which God created and made. And that is taken from Genesis 2, 1 to 3. So the Sabbath was set aside for us to rest. And I'm so happy when the Sabbath hours come around, because I know I could relax. I don't have to think about doing any work but opening God's word and try to see how much I could, you know, I could give myself, you know, try to remember what we do on Sabbath and all these good things that we could do when the Sabbath hours come, because we don't have to, you know, we don't have to be working. We don't have to think about work. We don't have to think about going anywhere. But if anywhere we're going, we think about going to church, right? And the fourth Sabbath is a memorial of God's creation and salvation. First, it was a memorial of creation. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, we know all know this, in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested on his work, which God created and made. So we have now, we have a message to give to the world, to go and tell the world that Jesus is coming soon. Because when we look around, when we look around and see all these things that are going on around us, I'm telling you, we have no time to delay. We have no time to play around. And I want to sing the song. We have a story to tell. I don't know how much my I could sing it, but I try to. We have a story to tell to the nations. And not only the Sabbath, there are lots of things we have to tell the world, because they are not observing and they are not seeing how much we are to the end of the age. I think I would like to sing this song for us this evening. We have a story to tell to the nations. We have a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light, a story of peace and light. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on high. The kingdom of love and delight. We've a song to be sung to the nations that shall lift their hearts to the Lord. A song that shall conquer all evil and shatter the spear and sword. And shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness shall turn to darkness, and the darkness to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on high, the kingdom of love and light. We've a message to give to the nations, that the Lord who reigned above had sent us his son to save us and show us that God is love. And show us that God is love. We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts in right. One Christ's great kingdom shall come on high, the kingdom of love and light. And the fourth part verse says, we have a Savior to show to the nations who the path of sorrow had trod, that all of the world's great people might come to the truth of God. They come to the truth of God. So we have a song to tell to the nations. We have a message to give to the nations. And last of all, we have a Savior to show to the nations that Christ died for us. And we should be more grateful, be more thankful, and serve him. Because if we do not serve him now, the time is coming when we would not be able to call on him. Right? We would not be able to call on him. So when the Sabbath days comes around, we should be so happy to just give God a praise. And I always be happy when the Sabbath day comes around, because not only because I don't have to work, but because it's a day to rejoice. It's a day to think about God, his creation, and what he has done for us all through the week. And we should always try to tell somebody that Jesus is coming soon, because they could see, some people cannot see it, you know, although they have seen it, they don't know that Jesus is coming. So we have to tell them, and it is my duty every day. I try to call somebody and tell them that Jesus is coming soon, and we have to prepare. Even my own family, some of my own relatives, they, you know, they live in a kind of a lackadaisical way. But I have to tell them, even my brother, I have to tell him that Jesus is coming soon, and you can't keep just doing what you're doing. You have to do something to uplift yourself and to know that God loves you and he wants you to serve him. So that's my little encouragement for all of us on this line this evening. And I want to pray a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you on this Sabbath evening, your holy Sabbath hours. We are in your holy Sabbath hours, Lord. Help us to remember that you made the Sabbath. You made a Sabbath for us to enjoy. It's a work of your creation, and you shall help us by your assisting grace to live for you and to really think about you and your creation. So we pray, Lord, that you will bless this line, bless each one that comes on this line this evening with whatever message they have to give, Lord, whatever words of encouragement. We know it's your Sabbath day, and all of us, God has protected us during the 6 working days of toil and labor. Even if you're in your home and you didn't have to go anywhere, God has kept us alive, and we should give him the praise. And I'm giving God praise right now, because I could have not been here, but because of God's goodness, because of his mercy and his love, I am here. And I want to give God all the praise, and I want all of us to join in and give God the praise. So that is my little encouragement to us on this beautiful Sabbath day. Thank you, Sister Carla. Peace Sabbath, everyone.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for the song and for the encouragement and for the prayer. We are not to be ashamed of the gospel. We, as we receive, we're supposed to be given. And that's how we are become blessed, and we are blessed of the Lord. So let us, encourage others in our small tracks, Bible study, prayer, whatever it takes. And, they might ask us, what's the hope for our friendliness, our joy? And we can introduce them to our Savior, our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our High Priest. Amen. So praise the Lord. Thank you again for joining us, Sister Consonella. We'll keep you and your husband and your family in prayer. Amen. I'll go to the next caller. Again, press one, brothers and sisters, if you would like to share, this is sharing time. Don't wait until it's too late, but this is now time to share. Just want to welcome each and every one of you on this Advent Light Ministry prayer line this evening. 225-337, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, Sister Leola, and I'm calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. I just want to give my God the praise for allowing us to see this Sabbath day. So I would like to read a scripture from Psalms 89, and I'm reading verses 1 through 3, and it says, I will sing the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my service. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. And verse 20, I have found David my servant with my holy oil. With my holy oil have I anointed him. And verse 29, his seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne, and the days as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and with the iniquity and with many stripes. We were talking about that today. I got two more verses. Nevertheless, my loving utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter anything that is gone out of my lips. And I want to thank the Lord for his blessing, his word. He say he will not alter, he will not alter the things that go out for his lips. So I just want to thank God that he say man is a liar, and he is the true living God. So I just want to thank God for his word, and I just want to say happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters, and God bless everyone. And I'm asking for prayers, please. Keep my grandchildren. The name is Shala and Jarvis and Sam. So keep them in prayer. They really need prayers. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola. Thank you for coming on and sharing and reading. We know we have to keep the Lord's word near to us so that we can be pointed and we can be reminded of what thus says the Lord. And we can keep his law, his statute, and his commandment, which is, you know, in all the same. So we will keep your grandchildren in prayer. We know our children and those with grandchildren, families and friends, we need lots of prayer, brothers and sisters. So let us continue to keep each other in prayer. And I'll go to the next caller. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Please press 1 so that I can open your line so that you can share. The next caller line I will open is 518-951. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved Sister Carla. Amen. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks and praise for the blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us, that we can join together to praise him and to give him all the praise that due to him. He is so good. He is so great. My dear beloved, my prayer this evening is for us to lift up our denomination, our churches, or lift up our church leaders. We have been seeing that the Holy Spirit have been moving upon our leaders to look within themselves and in the Word to know that our church is going walk. Our church is not following the landmark of what we believe or what we begin and how we was formed. And I'm asking for prayer for the president. He is crying out to the church to go back to the whole landmark. My dear beloved, we saw what is happening in this world. And not only to look in on the world or in the world, but look in our churches, what is happening. A lot of us that we are praising God by singing, shouting, dancing, screaming, doing all manner of things that our servant told us that it's going to happen. She said in her word, it was shown to me in Indiana, the things that will take place in the latter days, the dancing, the shouting, the loud noise, the dressing and all these. And she said, when we think of the Holy Spirit, it is the demon, the devil. So we asking you, the last day events, go and read these things, my dear beloved. Our president is crying out to the churches, please, church, you know, we are asking you to go back. You know, go back, you know, these songs that coming in the church and all these things. So I just want to thank God for God answering prayer, my dear Sister Carla. God hear our cry. We may feel that he is not hearing, but he is hearing. And all we have to do is to be faithful and do not follow the crowd. Follow, thus saith the Lord, and look at the Lord's example, how he works while he was on earth. So I just want to thank God for that. And I will offer a little word of prayer for my churches and also for the conference. Father, we want to thank you this moment, Lord. We thank you for your spoken word that you have given unto us, your commandment. We thank you for this remnant church, Lord, this true church that you have given the light, Lord, the commandment for us to follow, dear Lord, the modesty in the way in which we dress, our diet in which we eat, Lord, the food that we eat, that our lifestyle, dear Lord, you call us, Lord, to be a peculiar people, royal priesthood, holy nation, and that, dear Lord, we cannot follow the world. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you touched the heart of your leaders, that your leaders look and saw the condition of your church. And dear Father, they are crying out now, Lord Jesus. So we ask you to have mercy upon every one of us, Lord. We are guilty, dear Lord. None of us can point any finger because we are doing the same thing. So we just want to give you thanks this evening. We ask you to shower your blessings upon the leaders and allow them, dear Lord, to be faithful. Allow them to speak the truth in your way, in your words that you have given unto us. And allow them, Lord Jesus, not to compromise. We just want to thank you. Bless this group, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we will follow those example, Lord, of you and your leaders, dear Father, and the reformers that gone before, that we will look upon you in everything we do for direction and not to be one following the world, Lord, to bring these things in the church, and we are saying is the Holy Spirit. Bless us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that prayer and for the word of, you know, to encourage us and to also let us know that, you know, there's so much is going on in the church, and we know that these things will happen, but yet it's sad, and, you know, seducing spirits is all around us, and may the Lord truly help us, because of, like Israel of old, many will be cast out. Many will come away from the true and living God. So may we not be a partaker of that group or that spirit. May the Lord help us. Thank you again. Again, thank you for joining us. brothers and sisters. Welcome. I want to welcome each and every one of you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, and happy Sabbath to you and your family. I'll open the line for 240-988. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. It's a blessing to hear God's people on the line. I thank God for bringing me through another week. It was a really trying week, but God is good. I'm feeling better. I know my voice sounds a little raspy, but the weather changed. But I'm feeling better, much better than how I was feeling last week. And I just thank God, for that. I just wanted to share a quick testimony. I've been really exhausted, you know. I have 24 kids in my classroom, and bless their heart, they are just such awesome children. I could not have asked for anything better. Though the plan of man was to devise a plan that was going to give me agony. But I must say that God comes in every single day, and he just maneuver himself in my classroom and in my building. And so I was exhausted, as I said. I went in. I had some work that I needed to do, and I fell asleep. But before I fell asleep, I told my daughter, I said, can you wake me up at this time? So I was just going to take a nap, right? So the nap was really just supposed to be like 30-minute nap, and I was going to go to bed, and I was going to take my nap, and I was going to wake up and finish what I needed to do. I did set my alarm, but for some reason, the alarm didn't go off. And then at about 1:30, I had about less than an hour to complete the task that I needed to complete. I had to read some stuff and all of that and, finish up and do some research within less than an hour. Anybody know that that's impossible, right? And so when my daughter woke me up, I jumped up and she was like, oh, mommy, I'm so sorry. I forgot to wake you up. But let me tell you this. My body needed rest. I literally was falling asleep before I went to bed. That's why I knew I had to take the nap. I was literally falling asleep. And I was able, I jump up and I prayed. I was like, God, I need you. I need to be able to get all of this stuff, read all of this stuff, and be able to submit the task before the time was up. And let me tell you, beloved, everything came full circle. I was able to jump in and glean from and it was like four different chapters. I was able to go in and glean from it, extrapolate what I needed, do the research really, really quickly, which is impossible. So I know it wasn't me. And I was able to upload what I needed to upload for this killer program before the time was out. And there was something, we're studying Christ Object Lesson. And one of the things that came out of it is that when we are so intimate, when we are so engulfed in the Word of God, our brain is expanded and we're able to grab information and use it. As I said before, I know this is not of me. I know I have nothing to do with this. I know that God is moving. And my last thing that I wanted to say, as I'm talking about my kids again, today one of the sub came, two of the sub came in my room, and she said, oh my goodness, your room is just so filled with light. It is just so bright. Let us bring God everywhere we go. Let us allow his light to be projected everywhere we go. And I was able to have the conversation with her and say to her, this is God. Amen. This is God. So let people, when they come into your space, when they come into your era, when they come around you, they should say, I see a light. Not darkness, I see a light. So I just continue to pray for me, that God will continue to use me and I will be obedient to do his will. as he has called me to do his mission. Amen and amen. Happy Sabbath to everyone. And know that God, once you put God first, he will be able to magnify our little trivial things. It may seem big to us, but to him, it's small and trivial. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. Yes, the Sabbath is a blessing for each and every one of us and for our body. If we listen to our bodies, it'll tell us the time to wind down and relax and to come away from, you know, the cares of the world. And it's just truly a blessing what a mighty God we serve and how he, you know, he grows within our hearts and others are able to see it. So bless his holy name. Thank you again. I'll go to the next caller again. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you and your family. We're going to go to the next caller, 518-650. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath to everyone. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. I just want to thank God for his goodness. I just want to thank him for his blessing. I just want to thank him for life. I just want to thank him for keeping me throughout the 6 days of toil and labor. And this holy Sabbath day, I can come to worship him, to give him all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that is due unto his name. I need special prayer. Please pray for me and my family. God is good, so we have to give him praise for sustaining us, for giving us health and strength, and for bringing us into this hard, trying time. God is the only hope. I would like to sing a song. Can I?
Amen. Yes, yes, amen.
Holy Sabbath day of rest, by your master richly blessed, God created and divine, set aside for holy time. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. Seek not pleasures of this earth with its follies, noise, and mirth. There are better things in store over on the other shore. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. As the Sabbath joyeth on Friday eve at set of sun, Christian households then should meet, sing and pray at Jesus' feet. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. Asking him for Sabbath, asking him for saving grace, also victory in the race, and to help us by his power, to keep holy every hour. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord bless the Sabbath day and hallowed it. O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, come before you this evening. Thank you for your holy Sabbath day that you have set aside as a special day. You have honored it. O God, you is God and God alone, and there is no other God but you, Lord. What a God you are. You have made us into your image. You blow into us the breath of life, and we become a living soul. God, help us to be faithful, Lord.
Amen.
Help us be like you, Jesus. Help us to be good Christians, oh God. Help us to be loving. Help us to be holy. Help us to be like Jesus. Oh God, we need you in our heart. We need you in our spirit. We need you in our soul, oh God. Help us to put away everything of this world and to, God, so call upon you, dear Jesus, and to ask you for your saving grace, because you will save us. You said, oh,
thank you, baby.
Seek and he shall find. Knock, oh God, and the door will be open to us. And worthy we are, and holy, and done nothing good, God, but because of your grace and your mercy, you have made us. So, Lord, we thank you this evening. Each and every one of us on the line, along with our families, oh God, we give ourselves to you as a living sacrifice. Please, God, anoint us, purify us, cleanse us, forgive us of our sins, oh God. There's nothing we can do on our own. All we have to do is call on you, Jesus, and believe, because with you all things are possible. Oh God, please feed the hungry, oh God, close the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Thank you for everything this evening. Lord, when the speaker come on, I'm asking you to be with the speaker in a special way. Anoint the speaker, oh God, and words that the speaker speak. Let it not come from the speaker's mouth, but let it come from your throne, so that he may bring everyone, oh God, who listen.
Hands
on up your heart. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. Oh God, we honor you, we adore you, we magnify you, we praise you. We exalt you, we lift you up, and we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear Sister Barnaby, for the song and the prayer, and also the reading of, you know, the commandment. We're supposed to remember. Yes, we're supposed to remember the commandments and keep them in our heart, you know, and keep those precious promises that we have also near to our heart, knowing that we have a Savior who loved us and died and shed his blood for us on Calvary so that we can choose life abundantly with him forever. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. 931-332, happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. You know, it is so such a blessing for brethren to come together in unity. And, you know, if ever we need to gather together from the coldness of others, Sister White says, to get a warmth, to encourage, to provoke each other unto love and good works. And knowing that we are our brothers and our sisters keepers in the Lord, we are a Christian family. We are closer knitted, closer related, closer in the sense of relationship as Christian family. And every opportunity that we can get to join brethren on prayer line. Thank God for this this important invention that we can be so far away but yet close, you know, and this is wonderful. I hear all the prayer. I heard all the sounds. I heard all the testimonies. I heard Sister Powell. I heard Sister Stephanie. I heard Sister Leola. And I'm telling you, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So while I heard, I was hearing Sister Leola giving her part of the testimony and prayer, my mind reflected back to the last week and a half when we went down by her to bring comfort and for her bereavement of her son. And, you know, I was glad that we were able to go down there and, you know, sacrifice that time to be there for our sister and her family. And we are glad that we truly went, you know. And you know, I just want to say this, that day in particular when we were traveling back after the funeral that Sunday, that time in particular, rather, we had encounter where we was running out of gas. We had an hour and something to go. We was on Natchez Trace. We had an hour and a half to go. We was down to about quarter because Natchez Trace has no gas station. And we reached to a point that where we said, Sister Carla was traveling with us, my wife, and we are saying we got to get off Natchez Trace. We got to get to a service station because we're going to cut off somewhere on Natchez Trace, and Natchez Trace is dark. So we put on the GPS, we went off and so on, and GPS took us to a place where I put in a gas station and it was nothing there. So we had to go back out and go on another GPS, and we had just a few miles. This is how as God's people, we got to be such a people of prayer and faith. We believe that God would have opened up means and ways for us to get to a service gas station. So when we came off and we crossed over back Natchez Trace, we had to make a turn and come back. I said, Lord, we are wasting gas. We are wasting gas. And then when we were down to just a few miles to go, lo and behold, we were able to reach a gas station. And guess what? We went in, Sister Carla, my wife, we went in, and we were all around the gas station handing out books, handing out tracts. We were like, Lord, this happened for a reason. And I went to the cashier, and I said to her, we was almost about to shut down. We just had a few miles to go. And God have permitted and allowed that to happen so we can come here and I can witness to you. The cashier said, oh, thank you so much. I needed that. We gave her a book and I prayed with her. And brethren, I'm telling you, sometimes everything is sort of like, you know, Lord, why is this happening? It is all for a reason. I just want to encourage each and every one of us to be faithful, to trust God, to love God, to serve God, to worship Him no matter what the situation. The crisis is before us. And we must know and understand that until unless we have an intimate relationship with Jesus and to have faith in Him to believe, though we cannot see the things that can come to reality, we got to trust God, for faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm not a preacher tonight. Brother Ricardo is, and I pray that God give him the blessing that he needs. But this song I want to dedicate again to Sister Leola. Our prayer was continuous with her family to continue to comfort her and her family. Sister Leola, mm-hmm. I pray again as I re-sing this song that it will just give your heart full comfort and consolation. Even Brother Ray, also, I pray your heart will be blessed. Hold on as I, precious Lord, take my hand. Oh, precious Lord, take my hand, hold me on, let me stand. I'm so tired, I'm so weak, I'm so worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way were tread, oh, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, oh, my hand, let the Lord take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. Disappear, and the night draws near, and the day's past and gone, and the river stands by my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, oh precious Lord. Happy Sabbath to all. God bless and keep faithful saints of God. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that song. And thank you for your encouraging words. God is truly good. He's truly worthy to be praised. Brothers and sisters, we need to go into prayer now. The appointed time is for the speaker to start now. If you didn't get a chance to speak, please, or share, please join us again on Sunday evening. We want to give the speaker enough time to share because sometimes the line will cut off exactly at 9 o'clock and sometimes it will go further, but we want to give the speaker time to share. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, this is truly a blessed Sabbath. Each day we get to see the Sabbath and get to worship you in spirit and in truth, to glorify and magnify your name, to come together and praise you and glorify you and talk of your goodness, your mercy, and your love towards each and every one of us, our family and our friends. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins. You heard the prayer requests, the sick amongst us, the Consonelli and her husband, and Sister Leola praying for her grandchildren, Sister Barnaby praying for herself as she retired, Lord, and each and every one of us our unspoken prayer requests. And you know the heartaches in our heart, in our home, in our churches, amongst us in the land, Lord. Please help us to surrender to you and to seek you while it is day, because the night is coming when no one shall be able to seek you, Lord. Everyone will be turned away, Lord. But help us to have that personal, close relationship with you right now. Bless the speaker at the appointed time, Brother Ricardo, in a special way, Lord. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. Bless his wife in a special way, their home, their ministry. Again, each and every one of us, those that are listening via the internet, be with them in a special way, oh Lord. We thank you for this little group, Lord, as we are continue to grow and strengthen in numbers. Help us, Lord. Bless us, protect us, and keep us and guide us into all truth as it is in Christ Jesus. We pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo at this time. Welcome each and every one of you. Happy Sabbath. Amen. Your line is now open, Brother Ricardo.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for hopping in my line. Happy Sabbath again, Amen. Everyone.
Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath. Faith is through another week. The Lord has brought each and every one of us to live to see another Sabbath day. That was a beautiful song, Elder Richardson. I felt it in my soul. Thank you so much for that word of encouragement for our sister. My sister, continue to remain faithful. Jesus is coming. All things will be made new. He said we'll wipe away all of our tears. Don't worry. Stay strong, my sister. Stay strong, everyone. Jesus Christ is coming. Just get, now it's time, take time to be holy, because it's so much pain and brokenheartedness we see going on in this world. But Jesus said he promised us a mansion in his kingdom. But in all the way we can go there, brothers and sisters, we got to be holy like him, because he leave us an example. We cannot do it in our own strength, but through Christ we can do it. So the message for this evening, the sealing while probation lingers. The sealing time while probation lingers. So today we are going to look at the sealing message, right? The sealing message while probation lingers. The four angels holding the four winds of the earth. So we're going to look at Ezekiel chapter 8 and Ezekiel chapter 9, also with Revelation 7. Records the abomination that were taking place in ancient Israel, which parallel our times, the end time. So we're just going to look at some symbols, which is a dream that John the Revelator get in Revelation 7, verse 1 to 4, and Ezekiel 8, chapter 8, and chapter 9. But really, Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 4, and Ezekiel chapter 9, 1 to what, 7, is the same vision. But before we go into it, we're going to pray, and you will see what I'm talking about. Lord in heaven, I come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. I am a sinful man, but you have given me the privilege to speak on your behalf, Lord. I am not even worthy, but Lord, I claim Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. Said the Lord, you have put your foot, your hand. And Lord, I pray that you put your foot, your hand, and touch my lips and put your words in my mouth, that I will not be speak of self, but Christ will be uplifted and his words be exalted. I pray for your Holy Spirit on each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for the waiting congregation at this moment. We love you, we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, we're going to look at some parallel regarding the sealing time. The sealing time, what is our subject? The sealing time while probation lingers. While probation door is open, brothers and sisters, we have time to make our calling and election sure. Amen. Thank you. So go with me to Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. We're going to start with Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2 said, and after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. We want to know what these things mean, because it is crucial for us to know, especially in these times that we are living in, because even though we see crime and violence, the heart of man is wicked, desperately wicked. The government, we see they sell out, they give over to demon, what they call aliens, nothing but demons. So God is letting his four angels to hold the wicked passion of men. So we want to look at the wind. This wind is the wind of strife, right? Go back with me again, Revelation 7:2. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. In other words, the four angels who are holding, an angel was given the commission from Jesus from the most holy places, go to tell the four angels to hold the four winds of strife, to hold the world war, to hold the bombs and all of these things, until we have sealed the servants in in their forehead. So God loves us so much, brothers and sisters. He's given us time so we can live a holy, consecrated life unto him today. Brothers and sisters, are you sick and tired of the pain, the suffering, the crime, the violence, the death of your loved ones? Get ready, brothers and sisters, because Jesus is going to wipe away your tears. Brothers and sisters, we're going to live forever and ever. Can you imagine if you are 65 now? Can you imagine when Jesus comes, you're going to be in heaven 1,000 years? 1,000? Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? You're throughout eternity. We're going to live forever, not even seeing old age. Ask Brother Richardson. Brother Richardson, how old are you? I'm 6,000 years old, Brother Ricardo. Young and fit, no gray hair. Can you imagine Sister Richardson? That's my husband. Yes. Who was in earth, but no more husband and wife in heaven. All right, let us go move on. Too much of that. Let us go back to the word of God. Brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, because sorrow is filling the earth like never before. And Jesus Christ is coming. Amen. But brothers and sisters, be comforted because Jesus loves you. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, the four angels are all in the four winds of strife till God's people are sealing their forehead. Question for you. What do these four winds symbolize? They symbolize strife. Look at Daniel chapter. We're going to do a lot of scripture. Amen? Get your notepad. You need these things to comfort you. Daniel chapter 7. Verse 2, Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. So that word strove means strive. Amen? So the four winds represent strife, political commotion, and war. The great kingdoms that have ruled the world were presented to the prophet Daniel as beasts of prey, rising when the four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea. I will now see what sea is a symbol of as well. Look at Jeremiah, brothers and sisters. Jeremiah chapter 49. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 36 to 37. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 36 to 37. And upon Elam will I bring the four winds. We're looking at this word winds. We want to identify, we want to understand what the Bible is saying regarding winds. Amen. Remember the angel in Revelation 7:2 saying to the four angels that are standing on the four corners of the earth, hold the winds, right? Until we have seen the serpent is now before God in their forehead. So God is holding the human wicked passion in check. There's a quotation that said, is holding in check. No, God is holding, I'll try to paraphrase, God is holding the wicked passion of men. No, yes. God, the restraint that God have upon the wicked, when Michael stand up, when our high priest stand up, that restraint that God have on the wicked going to be let loose, going to remove. That mean man will not have no sympathy, no conscience. The conscience is really dead. Man going to give over fully to demons. So, brothers and sisters, Christ is waiting for us. So this is the wind that Jesus is trying to hold in check until his children, they are sealed in their forehead. How about you? Are you in that number? Jeremiah 49, 36 and 37. And upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven and will scatter towards all those winds. And there shall be no nation whether the outcast of Elam shall not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their lives. And I will bring evil upon them. What is this evil? The winds of strife that the holy angels, they are holding in check until God's people, they are sealed. Even my fierce anger. So when Michael finished, when the third angel message is complete, brothers and sisters, then Michael will stand up, and then the four angels going to let loose. Then the Bible said, even my fierce anger, then the seven last plague can fall, said the Lord, and I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. Listen, I want you to hold on to this word sword. We're going to look at six men with a destroying weapon in their hand. Sword. So God said, I'm going to send this sword. This sword is a sign of the winds that is let loose, because bloodshed going to be upon bloodshed. The wicked power that be, they are doing all kind of things to kill God's people. But God said, I'm going to let loose the four winds. And God said, I will repay. Vengeance is mine. Satan, who are killing off God's people, God going to let loose. And Satan's spirit of prophecy said, when God flood this earth, Satan was fear of his own existence. Never seen the wrath of God like that. And God, this time, God going to rain down fire and brimstone, brothers and sisters, even angel, even the spirit going to be consumed by Jehovah God, by Elohim fire. And this fire, no one can out it. Not even the angels, beloved, even the element, even the tithe, Jesus said, will be burning. So brothers and sisters, there is hope for you and I. Now is the time that you and I need to turn. Turn ye, O Advent light. Turn. Why shall you die? Turn because Jesus Christ is coming. Turn because you do not know when your probation about to close. Turn because you do not know when your name is coming up in review. Turn before he said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Turn, brothers and sisters, if you are in witchcraft, turn because Jesus Christ is coming at your name. Turn if you are in fornication and idolatry. Turn because Jesus Christ is coming at your name. Turn, brothers and sisters, he's coming. Time to be holy. Take time to be holy, brothers and sisters. We are told there's going to be such a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. When will this trouble, when the four angels let loose, brothers and sisters? You think you see trouble yet? Wait till Jesus stand up. Wait till the third angel finish, brothers and sisters. Wait till the lot of rain poured out on God's people and the faithful ones, the remnant who's going to be saved out of a remnant, who's going to be in glory and honor, who's going to demonstrate Jesus Christ's name to this sinful world. Wait, brothers and sisters, you will see trouble like never before. You will be hated of all nations. Jesus Christ is coming, brothers and sisters. Let us get ready. He's coming. I want to go home. How about you, Advent Light? I want to go home. Let us move on. Go look at Jeremiah 25 now. Jeremiah 25. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 30. Jeremiah 25. I have a lot to share with you, brothers and sisters. Move fast. Amen. Your Bible is your power and your finger is your point. Don't just listen to me. Amen. Don't be a lazy Christian. That's why a lot of Christians, they are deceived today. Amen. Remember, your Bible is your power. Your finger is your point. Put your finger right on your Bible. Now you get your power point. Amen. If you come and listen, you don't have no power, but only your point. I don't want, you don't need man opinion. That's why I give you Bible. Line upon line, precept upon precept, hear a little and dear a little. Amen. So brothers and sisters, use your Bible and be fortified in these last days so you will not be deceived, because your word is your safeguard. Amen. It's going to keep you. When you can't go to church, he's going to keep you. When you can't call, he's going to keep you. When you can't go on social media to listen to a sermon, amen? He's going to keep you when in the light lock off, that you don't have no internet. He's going to keep you when the food basket ain't running dry. He's going to keep you when you cannot find your bills, amen? Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 32 and 33. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation. And a great whirlwind. What is this? Evil shall go forth from nation to nation. And a great what? What is this evil? A great whirlwind shall be raised upon the course of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be that day from one end of the earth, even the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented. Call it. Are evil going to come upon nation? From nation to nation, and the slain of the Lord shall be from that day one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented. No one will cry. Many of us, we cry for our loved ones, but God is saying that the wicked, no one gonna cry, because no one gonna be to identify them, to bury them, because God is revenging on his people. Because brothers and sisters, a lot of us, we are suffering. All of these people, they are getting richer and richer, and God's people have been oppressed by the evil. Bible says, and they shall not be lamented, neither gather, nor bury. You hear what the Bible says? They shall be dung upon the earth. This is when the Jesus come and raise up, and Christ who is going to come with a voice like an archangel, and them that are alive shall be caught up, brothers and sisters. The dead in Christ going to rise first, and them that are going to be consumed by his brightness, they're going to be like dung upon the earth. There will not be no burial. Their burial going to be like from the animals, the wild animals, the ravens and the bird. And Satan will have no one to tempt, torment. But we will be in heaven, 1,000 years with Jesus, experiencing the mansion that he go to prepare for you and I, experiencing, brothers and sisters, a new body, experience your king, your priestly garment. You are kings and queens. This is what Jesus promised you. Give you a new name. Never experience debt. You don't have to think about eviction if you can't pay your bills. Jesus will not put you out because he said you're going to be in your mansions, brothers and sisters. And those of us who are faithful, we're going to be rulers of over cities, rulers over nations. But we are told we must strive to be among the 144,000. So we are talking about whirlwind and sea. What is the symbol? What is the sea? What is sea a symbol of? What is sea a symbol of? Some of us be familiar with this. Revelation 17:15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth. Who is this whore? The Roman papacy, Babylon, our peoples and multitude and nations and tongues. So the waters that we see are this great river, our water, our sea, what they symbolize are people, multitude, and nation and tongues. Because remember, in Revelation, the first verse, that first scripture that we read, remember, in Revelation chapter 7, verse 2, and I saw another angel ascended from the east, remember that? Having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to earth, the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth nor the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead, and I have heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. In spite of all we see going on, God have a time that all of his children will be sealed. But we are told we must ask for the latter rain. In Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1, we must ask for the rain. Time. We must ask for the latter rain in the time of the rain, brothers and sisters. Ask for it. Ask the Lord to seal you. The vision of Ezekiel 9 and Revelation 7 are the same, but different symbols. What took place in Egypt is taking place in Ezekiel 9 and Revelation 7. God set a mark on his people because probation is about to close. So the seal of God is going to place on his people. Some of us are going to die, and some are going to remain alive. That seal is to preserve you so you will never see death. That seal is to keep you and keep you alive so you will see Jesus come through the clouds, something that we never experienced. Some of us never even see angels. Some of us never even glimpse glory of God if we are faithful. Can you imagine? All of this chaos and whatever. And God, Jesus will deliver us in the beginning of the seven last plague. He's going to come through the clouds. And all eyes will see him. And we who are true alive, if we are faithful, will be caught up with them. But if you pass away and you die faithful under the third angel message, you will come up under the Father's voice, which is a special resurrection. And then Jesus is going to come. We already look at that, but some of these studies must need to be repeated because sometimes we as God's people forget our history. Amen? But let us move on. Go with me now to Ezekiel 9. Ezekiel 9, remember, keep in mind on Revelation 7, verse 1 to 4. Remember the sealing? Send the four and send unto the four angels whole until we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. So God, in spite of all that we see going on, God is still in control. God allows certain things to happen to bring man to a sense of realization. Notice, I can't continue in sin. The time of trouble, all these troubles that we see increasing, is supposed to tell me, man, Jesus is really coming, because he said, when you see these things coming upon the earth, look up for your redemption, dry at night. So God is allowing even the wicked man to do these things, to show his children them, listen, I am at the door. What are you doing? I love you so much. Salvation is so cheap. What does it profit you to gain this whole world? I tell you, this world going to burn up. I tell you that everything, the tree, the sea, everything, the moon, the star, the sun, everything going to burn up. The heavens going to burn. Why you want to burn with it? And I have a mansion for you. Follow the requirement that I lay in my word for you, and you will make it. All of us on this prayer line can make it. Not here, Richard, you are. You can make it. Ezekiel 9:1-5. He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near. Now, I want you to pay attention. I'm going to kind of go a little slow with this one. These are symbols we want to unravel and to understand. He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even everyone, every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the high gate, verse 2, which lieth towards the north, and every man a slaughtering weapon in his hand. So these men with the slaughtering weapon, they are a symbol of the seven last plague. But one of them having the sealing message, he is Gabriel, the sealing angel of the third angel. I'm going to do a study in the future and to show you. Michael going to help Gabriel, the third angel, with the message. Because remember, we are told that the third angel message that going to enlighten the world with his message will not be comprehended. Why? Because to those who will refuse to walk in its glory. And I'm going to show you a study in Spirit of Prophecy and Bible. The Spirit of Prophecy reveal it, but you have to search for it, that Mike Gabriel is the fourth angel of the third angel. When Sister White said, faithful is his work and awful is his mission, he is the third angel that is sealing and binding. I'm going to show you something in this study. You may not see it because Gabriel is the right, is Jesus' right-hand man. Who was close to Christ before he, in heaven? Satan. Satan was Jesus' right-hand man. And he fall from heaven and Gabriel take his spot. All of these I'm going to highlight in the future. I don't know when. But just remind, just keep this in mind. I will show you one day, you will know, by God's grace, who is the third angel. And this third angel, if you're supposed to see Gabriel, you will think it is Michael. Because his face is like lightning. When he touched the ground shake. And I'm going to show you in that study too, the one when Jesus was in the grave, it was Gabriel that come and said, your father, call it for thee. It was Gabriel that come at the tomb when the soldier fall at, like dead man. It was Gabriel who come to Daniel and give him the future. Gabriel who bring come to John the Revelator in the book of Revelation. When he bowed down to the angel, it was Gabriel said, do not do that because of the glory. This angel is so powerful, brothers and sisters, but in the hand, because we are now under the proclamation of the third angel. Now, Michael, the fourth angel of Revelation 18, going to give power and force and might to the third angel. In other words, remember when Daniel, Gabriel come to Daniel, and Daniel was praying regarding the vision, and Michael sent Gabriel, but there was a war in heaven, in the second heaven. You have the three heavens. In the second heavens where Satan reigned, he can't go to the third heaven where God is at. There was 21 days of war, and Gabriel said, no one uphold me, no one stood with me, but Michael, your prince. And we are told in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And I'm going to show you now who in charge of the fourth angel that is holding the four winds. The four angel is holding the four winds. Gabriel is in charge of them. Because Michael is sending, Jesus is sending Gabriel, I know this, some of you may know, Jesus is sending Gabriel to the four angels on you and I behalf. Say, hold, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. I can show you all of these, brothers and sisters. I'm not bringing no new doctrine, amen? I will not bring no theory, amen? Everything is biblical. Everything is biblical and from this spirit of prophecy. But what I'm trying to show you, Jesus is coming so very soon, brothers and sisters. But we are told that, brothers and sisters, we're going to show you that if you reject the third angel, Gabriel cannot put the seal on you. We know that the Holy Spirit is working with Gabriel because we are told that the third angel, remember, when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to show you in that study, there is two seals. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, in Ephesians 1:13, in whom you have believed and have trusted, after that you receive the Holy Spirit of promise. The day you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to you. What do you mean? Remember when Jesus about to leave? He said, but the Comforter who I will send in my name, he will come and he will teach you all things, things which I have said unto thee. You remember, right? So now, in the latter end message now, is going to bring us to a full maturity. Why? Because we're going to go through such a time of trouble, brothers and sisters. Because look, think, the little trouble that you and I are going through, sometimes we want to give up, we want to give, throw in the towel. So now God has to seal us, because he said, I never give you the spirit of fear. Because fear causes us to throw in the towel. Fear causes us to give up and want to deny the faith. A lot of us, we have those thoughts come to our mind. Man, oh God, I'm trying my best and it seems like nothing wants to happen. Because God knows, because of sin, the sin of iniquity in us, brothers and sisters, the mystery of sin, we do not understand. So now, because now when we are growing in Christ, we are developed the Holy Spirit in our brothers and sisters. We are told that we must not grieve the Holy Spirit where you are sealed. Listen. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit where you have sealed unto the day of what? Redemption. So that Holy Spirit that is with you while you are developed in the maturity of Christ, now God going to pour out the Holy Spirit like never before. And now you're going to be sealed under the Lateran message, which is the Lord cry of Jesus Christ's righteousness. And also the third angel. But if you reject the third angel message, you cannot be sealed. Why? Especially if you're Adventist. This is not for first-day believers. A lot of first-day believers are going to be sealed under the little light they have. They're going to come on crumbs because we are told that truth that we are learning for years, I know I'm telling you a lot, truth that we are learning for years, we must learn them in weeks and months. So those who are coming into the message in the last days, they're going to receive crumbs because the little time they have, the few moments, few weeks, months they have, they're going to eat up everything. And they're going to come in with such a zeal. And they're going to stand and they're going to make up the number of the 144,000. But many faithful Adventists are going to die through the little time of trouble. In the great time of trouble, God's people will not see that anymore. Are you with me? Because the little time of trouble is going to develop our character to receive the latter rain. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, brothers and sisters, this is a lot. I know, help me. For the heaven, I'm spilling out the bean. All right, let us move on. Let us move on. Come back to Ezekiel 9:2. And behold, six men came from the way. Are we going to explain all of these things? Six men came from the way of the eye gate. Remember, these are symbols, right? Which lie towards the north. And every man a slaughtering weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a right or inkhorn by his side. This man with the white right or inkhorn by his side, it is this third angel, Gabriel. This is not a new doctrine, so you have to believe this or whatever. But if you believe the third angel, it is enough. Amen? But it's something to know. Amen? But it's not something or somebody going to say, oh, this is a new doctrine. It's not a new doctrine. Amen? It's there in the Bible, in the spirit of prophecy. You will get it in the future. But I wanted to show you, light going to start to, so why say, fearful is his work and awful is his mission. He is the third angel. And she said the third angel is the one that with the writer inkhorn by his side. Watch this. This is what the Bible has to say. And every man has slaughtering weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen with a writer inkhorn by his side and when they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. The brazen altar, remember, if you understand the sanctuary, in the future I will explain this to you as well. Amen? The brazen altar meaning time of slaughter. When God, the four wind, is let loose, God going to kill the wicked now. God going to bring vengeance. In the order court, you will see the brazen altar, right, where they sacrifice the animal, right? And we also remove the fat. The fat is a symbol of sin. Okay, I know this may jump over some of your head, but in the future, amen. Let's verse 3 now. And the glory of God of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen. Listen, 6 men, brothers and sisters, don't sleep, wake up, amen, sit up. 6 men, but one of them have on linen. But this one have on the linen, catch the Bible, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer Hincorn by his side. What's he going to do now? Verse 4 now. Catch it. Don't miss it. And the glory of God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer Hincorn by his side. Verse 4 now. And the Lord said unto him, remember, he called one of them, right? It's 6 men. Amen? 6 men. He called one, the one in the linen, with the writer Hincorn by his side. Don't miss it. Listen now. Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, the church, Zion, Jerusalem's this church. Amen? And set a mark upon the forehead of the man that sigh and that cry for all the abomination that be done. Abomination that be done in the midst thereof. For every seven-day Adventist who are crying out against LGBT, who are crying against all of these things to God and try to stand up. You are not going to just cry and say, Lord, the church is doing this. No, you have to stand up for what is right. If the preachers them are talking about try to ordain elders, women in the church, you need to stand up against it, because only those who are crying against these things, because it's a violating Jehovah God, and this is not the doctrine of the Seventh-day Adventist church. We must not bring in free people to play the piano, paying somebody who is a different faith. No, you are bringing a different spirit in the church to play the piano, playing the organ. Well, if you don't have nobody to play the organ, use the inner. We don't need that. We can sing harmony and God will accept it. Even we may be off a little bit, but if we are genuine and sincere to Jehovah God, this worship will come up to him as a sweet-smelling aroma and will be acceptable in his sight. This is what we are doing. And someone says, well, you know, it is a man of God. We must not come up against anointing. What? When God called Jeremiah, I said, go against that rebellious city. Go against that rebellious children, the children of Israel. Go against that rebellious Seventh-day Adventist. Say this unto them. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. Turn ye, why shall you die? If you don't turn, Jerusalem going to be overthrown. Turn, because they're going to overthrow and blood going to run in the street like river and water. Turn, God send his prophet in there. God raise up faithful men who will rebuke sin of the world and the sin of the church, brothers and sisters. The only way you're going to be sealed, you have to cry against sin. If your son is a homosexual, you cannot hate him, but you have to hate the sin. You cannot say, well, son, well, daughter, whatever flow your boat, well, you're going to flow in the boat of the lake of fire. You got to talk to your son, talk to your daughter, and don't allow them to bring in boyfriend and girlfriend in your house. Come up and cry against this sin. Cry out against it. Son, this is not how I treat, raise your daughter. This is not how I raise you. But in a loving way. Amen? Talk full with it. Amen? But you have to cry out against sin. The Bible said, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the man and woman, in other words, that sigh and that cry for all the abomination be done in the midst thereof, in the midst of the church, in the midst of the congregation, in the midst of the pulpit. They want to bring any kind of body with skirts and all of these things and underwear is printed. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to cry out. This is the only way God's going to seal us. Verse 5, unto the others, he said in mine hearing, go ye after him to the city and smite. That word smite, don't even spear. Smite. Smite who? Let not your eyes spear. Who not going to spear? This angel with the writer in corn by his side, the one in the linen, the third angel. She said, my company angel, when she see him, she said, fearful is his work and awful is his mission. He is who? The third angel. Who is he? Gabriel. Who is he? He is the third angel. That's why Seventh-day Adventists, we have the most fearful message, brothers and sisters. But we are the only denomination of the closest inside of heaven. God have his people everywhere. Don't get beside yourself because you are Seventh-day Adventist. And they're not going to save you. Amen? Because don't get beside yourself, brothers and sisters. Them that are all different faith, they're coming in. And some of them, they are living better than you and I, even though we have so much life. In Great Controversy, chapter 41, 656, paragraph 2, the mark of deliverance has been set upon those that sigh and that cry for all the abomination that be done. Angel of death goes forth. Hold it. The sixth man with the slaughtering weapon, and one of them with a writer ink on by his side, you say, no, the angel of death goes forth. She called him what? The angel of death. That's why she said, fearful is his work. Fearful is his work. If you miss this mark, what? Death. No, the angel of death goes forth, represented in Ezekiel, vision by the man with the slaughtering weapons, to whom the command is given, say, slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark. Who will not receive this seven last plague? But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. I want to know, what does this mean? Begin at my sanctuary. Says the prophet, they begin at the ancient house. Who is the ancient house? Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. The work of the destruction begins among those who have professed to be the spiritual guardians of the people. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Are you hearing this, brothers and sisters? Please, if you know me personally and you see me slacking up, you better call me and say, brother, I see you do this. This is not of God. And I know you love the Lord, but pray with me. I'm very humble, brothers and sisters. I will never get beside myself because I'm taking correction. Amen? But brothers and sisters, who are you going to see falling away? Who are going to start receiving the mark of the beast first? I will not receive the seal of God in their forehead. The work of destruction. Remember, the destruction. Remember, the four angels. Remember, the four angels is holding the strife, which is destruction, crime, and violence. All of this in bloodshed. That's why we have freedom for worship. When they let loose, brothers and sisters, woe unto us. It says, the work of destruction begins among those who have professed to be the spiritual, the leaders, the pastors, presidents, governors, and all of them, of the people. No, the Bible says, remember, in this quotation, Great Controversy, chapter 41, 656, paragraph 2, what does the Lord mean by beginning at my sanctuary? He said, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first began at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Lord have mercy. The destruction starts with who first? The spiritual guardians of the people. Lord have mercy. Brothers and sisters, let us take heed. I know this is heavy. This is not a comfortable study for me as well. When I read it, I have sigh. Lord have mercy. Help me. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 29. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name. What is this evil? That's going to let persecution. Remember Jerusalem 70 AD when it overthrew? They're telling people them to go to the synagogue, go to the building, And what, when they go to the building, we are told that blood run down the steps like rivers of water. We are told, brothers and sisters, the time is coming when all hell broke loose. Many going to say, stay right there. Stay under the apostasy. No, go to a different church. Because God said, for lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name. Who? Which city? Who dwell in our city? People. He's talking about his church. And should be, and should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, said the Lord of hosts. No one will escape. No one. If God said he will call for a sword, what does this mean then? What does this mean? Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 9. If God said he will call for a sword, what does this mean? 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 9. If, when evil cometh upon us, what is this evil? As the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we shall stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, in the building, and cry unto thee in our affliction. Then will not help. Then thou will hear and help. Sorry. Then thou will hear. So while we have time, brothers and sisters, while we see all of these things coming in the church, send mail, write letters, call, make phone calls, and encourage. Cry out. If you have to do strong rebuke, the elder, you know better. Preacher, you know better. Pastor, you know better. Deaconess, you know better. You can't be a deaconess and you're sleeping around. You can't do this. You got to stop. You got to step down immediately if you're not. I'm going to bring it to the church. And if that sister refuses, go to another, go to another elder. And if she, you realize she's messing with the elder, well, you go to the board. Well, if you realize everybody's compromised, well, you say, Ichabod, Ichabod, the glory of God is departed from you. Turn ye, turn ye. And you brush off your feet if they don't listen. The better you're too harsh. Nehemiah, when the children of Israel, they go in strange, different strange nation, violating the Sabbath, the Bible said, Nehemiah pluck out their beard. Can you imagine, pluck out their beard and whip them? God going to whip us with the seven last plagues. I'm not here to frighten you, brothers and sisters, but I'm trying to help you to hate sin so much. I said, Lord, I don't want that to happen to me. I have to check myself too, brothers and sisters. I'm in sign. I said, Lord, I've been preaching to people. I don't want to be a castaway. I know this is hard, brothers and sisters. I've been at this study and I've been lingering and passing over it. And I said, man, Lord, this is hard. But brothers and sisters, we got to speak, thus say the Lord. Amen. I preach to you and leave the result with God. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 9, or verse 6. We're going back and forth. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6. The Bible says, slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children. So parents who are not living up to the standard and doing all of these things, carrying their children to Disney World or whatever, bring them into the dark side and all of these things, and are allowing their children, giving their children over to gadgets, and they want, and all of these things they are doing, brothers and sisters, putting them in the hands of the enemy. And you know that probation is going to close any time. And if everyone come and see your name and you are doing all of these things, you think God going to spare you and your children. The Bible says, slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children, Lord have mercy, and women. But come not near any man upon who is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then began at the ancient men which were before the house, who stand before God's people. False doctrine. Any man who teaching false doctrine, and especially though it's not in the Bible, and the spirit of prophecy, twisting Bible, they ain't going to make it, brothers and sisters. You need to talk to them. And some of us, we so afraid, I ain't going to ruffle no feathers. Well, God going to ruffle your feathers if you don't ruffle them feathers. I don't care, brothers and sisters. I'd rather be respected than loved, than compromised. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Because some of us, we ain't ruffling our feathers. I don't want to say this. Well, You get what I'm saying? You are not fit for his kingdom. Because if you read Revelation, it says, who's going to be outside of the kingdom? The fearful. The fearful. Lord, the fear, I'm afraid. Afraid. Is that the man of God? David was a man of God. God sent a prophet to him. Will you take the little lamb from the lady? And David said, that man deserves death. The man said, David, that's you. David, that's right, Psalm 51. Bible say, how can David do such a evil act? And God said, David is a man after my own heart. Because God knows the nature of man. Man go to David and David confess. The baby, the first baby, the man take the man wife, idolatry, kill the man. Kill the man, take the man wife and all of these things and try to hide it. A lot of us, we are hiding behind closed doors. But brothers and sisters, a lot of us, we're going to run to the rocks and to the mountains and it's going to be too late, too late. We are told in the spirit of prophet Jesus going to say to many of us, too late, too late. Too late! Too late! Testimony to Ministers and Gospel Workers, chapter 16, 445, paragraph 2. This sealing of the servants of God is the same that was shown to Ezekiel in vision. John also had been a witness of this most startling revelation. He saw the sea and waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear. He beheld the mountains carried into the midst of the sea, which is literally taking place, the waters thereof roaring and troubled, and the mountains shaking with the swelling thereof. He was shown plagues, pestilence, famine, and death performing their terrible mission. You see people dying from left and right, brothers and sisters? Now is the time we need to get ready. Now is the time you need to increase your prayer life. Now is the time to depart from iniquity, open sin, private sin, secret sin, compromising with sin, diving with sin, sliding sin, the darling sins. Sins that easily beset us. Leave it alone. As Jesus is going to say to many of us, we know so much. He's going to say to us like he said to his betrayer, wish that for that man never to be born. Lord, I don't want to hear that, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you these things, brothers and sisters. I'm thinking. When you hear I'm pausing, I say, Lord, have mercy. Help me. Praying silently. Please don't let this happen to me, Lord. While I'm encouraging you, brothers and sisters, please pray for me. Amen. While I'm trying to hold your hands up, like when Moses on the mountain, holding up when the battle is going on, brothers and sisters, we are in a spiritual battle. We are battling for each other. So when Moses was trying to defend the children of Israel, when his hands get tired, brothers and sisters, at times our hands get tired and we start getting careless, going back to the old sins, the old darling sins, the old sins that we grudgingly give up, the ones that we love and we hardly want to let them go, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we get so tired and fed up. We get so careless and different in our Christian walk. Brothers and sisters, you need a faithful preacher, a faithful sister, a faithful elder, a faithful deacon, a faithful missionary, a faithful evangelist to hold your hands up and say, hold up, my sister. Don't let go. Don't get weary in good doing. Keep on going. Don't get push on. Don't give in the towel. Don't study for less. Jesus is coming. Don't give up, my sister. Don't give up, my brother. Jesus Christ is coming. Don't compromise. Don't give in. Don't shut your mouth. Open your mouth for Jesus. Stand for truth. Stand for what is right. Because he's coming and he's going to prepare those who are stand for him, not those who are compromising, lowering the standards. Because Jesus Christ is coming, brothers and sisters. He's coming. The angel is sealing, brothers and sisters. Can you imagine? Young children, made, homeless, poor, rich, Christian, atheist, the power that be, the merchants, demon, gonna be weeping and not with gnashing of teeth. Lord have mercy. I don't want to enjoy that. I want to be with you, Jesus. I have too much trouble already. I have so much enemy in my own self, which is sin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We all have too much trouble on this earth. I don't want to go be burned with fire that can't even quench, can't even hold. That's this fire, brothers and sisters, angels going to be burned. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, have you been thinking about that? You know you can burn on a house and burn this and whatever. Even the heavens going to be burning. Lord have mercy. What a mighty God is this? Even the clouds going to burn. Have you ever think of that, brothers and sisters? The visible and the invisible. Satan, you think he can disappear? You think he can run? That brute fact, that wily fact that causes so much pain, brothers and sisters, Satan himself, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you, Satan. Flee and leave God's people. We decided to follow Jesus all the way, our Savior leaders. Brothers and sisters, you need to purpose in your heart and say, sin, I decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have enough of sin. No more to betray my Lord and Savior. No more to bruise him and to cause pain. No more to make Jesus, he said, Father, Father, my blood. When God said, get rid of them. Get rid of them out of my sight. When Jesus, the high priest, stepped in and said, Father, Father, my blood. My blood. Let me send this preacher. Let me send this evangelist. Let me send this beacon over there. Let me send this sister. Let me send them dreams. Let me put even obstacles. Let me make things get hard for them so they can turn to me. So they can turn away from their sins. Send words in your high priest. To the Father and say, Father, I will do all this because I love that one soul. This one soul on this prayer line. Jesus is pleading, Lord, Father, Father, Father. I know they don't even understand the final judgment. They don't even understand the second death, the pain and the misery they're going to feel. They're going to cry out, and I will laugh at their calamity. I will cry. They will cry out, and I will not answer. I will show them when Jesus died on Calvary cross for them. I will give them a big screen TV in the end. I will show them Jesus is their Father. I just want them to be saved. Even if I can get one, even if we can use my feeble servant tonight, and even if we can get one servant, can you imagine Jesus is saying that this, Father, Father, how will I even allow them to go to bankruptcy just to let them to call to me, just to let them to seek my face? I will put them even into the pit, Father, Father, just to save their soul. Father, Father, I even will put them into the hospital, even this is not my will for them, but just to save their sorry soul. Jesus is so desperate over your soul, and Satan is so desperate to make you not make it. Satan is a wicked, brothers and sisters. Just as soon as the people of God are sealing their forehead, it is not any seal or any mark that can be seen, but are settled into the truth, both spiritually and both intellectually and spiritually, so they cannot be moved. God wants his people to be firm in what they believe, in not this strange stuff, in Jesus word. Amen. Look at Ezekiel 9:7. And he said unto me, defile the house. What gonna defile the house? Remember 70 AD Jerusalem, blood run down the steps like water. Bodies, the dead bodies upon dead bodies gonna defile even what? The house. Because Jesus said, this is not Jesus' house. One moment, Jesus said to these Pharisees and the Sadducees, beat them out. Get out of my Father's house. This house is the house of prayer. And after that, he turned on and said, he said, your house. He said, my Father's house, he said first. And then he said, your house. A lot of us is talking about, this is God building Seventh-day Adventists. Jesus is going to say, your house is what? Left unto you desolate. It left unto you desolate. What am I going to do? And he said unto them, defile the house and fill the courts with the slain dead bodies. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. Verse 8. And it came to pass while they were slaying them, and I was left, and I fell upon my face, and I cried and said, ah, oh, Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel? Wilt thou destroy all the residue of the Seventh-day Adventists? Will thou destroy all the residue of the SDA? Will thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem, the seven last plague? So Ezekiel saw the wrath of God pouring out on many of the last day professed believers. Look at chapter verse 9, Ezekiel 9. And he said unto me, the iniquity. We're going to break down all of these things. I'm just reading the verse for you to give you a knowledge of these things. We may look over it in the future. Finish it up. Then said he unto me, we have so of, are you going to go to part three? Then said he unto me, iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. Call it the iniquity of the house of Israel. You could say the whole body of Christendom and Judah. Who is really Judah? Judah means lawgiver. You could say the Seventh-day Adventist church, because they are the one that preach the law of God. And they have the seal of God, which is in the Sabbath. Amen? Listen what it says. The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is what? Exceedingly great. So the iniquity even of the church, professed believers, is almost full. No wonder God said, only those who are going to be sealed are them that are crying against this wickedness. And the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, the Lord had forsaken the earth, and the Lord see it not. Verse 10, and as for me also, mine eye shall not, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. Recompense means I will repay of all of the evil that is done in the dark. Not only Christian folks, but the wicked. But God don't want his people to be in this. He wants us to escape and be on the side of Christ so we can see the death of the wicked, the reward, because we're going to go to heaven for 1,000 years so we can understand the judgment. And we're going to be crying, brothers and sisters. But when that judgment finished, Jesus is going to wipe away our tears, because a lot of us are going to be crying in heaven. And I pray I'm there. The first surprise, people say many surprises. We're going to have many surprises. But the first surprise is you make it. Amen? Because if you're not there, you ain't going to see no surprise. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? A lot of people are there saying, man, everyone's going to be full of surprises. But the first surprise you're going to see, you make it. Amen? So if you make it, you will see the surprise. Because sometimes we say, man, this man is preaching strong. But who is it that preach so strong, he converted, he baptized, but he's not here? God's going to show you the record. Listen, have mercy. What? And a lot of us going to cry. Your family member is not there. What? Mother's going to cry for children. Children going to cry for mom. Father going to cry for children. Husband going to cry. A community going to cry. Church members going to be crying for pastors and leadership. A lot of crying, brothers and sisters. But the tears will be wiped away, because Jesus will open all the records. And we're going to judge even angels. All those angels that give you problems. Those rebellious children those rebellious angels that fill your children's heart and whatever. If they don't turn, and if they turn, God will show you all things that we can't even understand or comprehend. Or understand, we're going to be open, and we're going to see Satan for who he's that wicked for. Amen? You don't want to see Satan burn? If I could eat some popcorn and sit at Jesus' feet, brothers and sisters, but we ain't going to eat no popcorn, are you with me? But just forgive me of my imagination. I would love to sit at Jesus' feet and watch Satan burn. I don't want to see the saints burn, but I want to see Satan burn. And all of those demons. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? A cough of pain. I want to sit at Jesus' feet. Are you with me? I want to cry out and say, hooray! Hooray! Yes, we're rejoicing. No, we can't rejoice. We have this sorrow and pain. And we have this sickness in us, which is sin. Can you imagine when Satan is burning and you have your little popcorn? Just forgive me my imagination, right? You eating a popcorn and you hear him bawling. And you say, hooray! Brothers and sisters, I know some of you laughing, but it is reality, amen? We ain't going to eat no popcorn. But brothers and sisters, can you imagine that day? Satan think him so powerful. He's afraid of God, you know? He's afraid of the name of Jesus. I know Seventh-day Adventists, we don't use that name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's afraid of God. He is afraid of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Seventh-day Adventists, we don't pray, we don't use that. I would know a lot of us, we don't even believe in spiritual warfare, because we think that we have the spirit of prophecy and that, because we are not students of prophecy. spirit of prophecy talks about these things. The Bible says we must not be ignorant according to Satan's devices. And you need to realize and check. If you understand spiritual warfare, you understand why the young people, they are not in the church because of masturbation and all of these things, brothers and sisters. And they are getting wet dreams and all of these things. You do not understand these things. Seventh-day Adventists, we don't want to talk about these things. We don't want to talk about sex in the church, but it is killing the church. It is the sin that is killing the church, plaguing the church. Brothers and sisters, it messed up relationships. And a lot of husbands going to pornograph and whatever. And wives don't understand, they want to give up on their husband because he don't have no pleasure. He's like a dog. My sisters, you need to help your husband. You need deliverance. You need to be prayed for. You need to pray and fast for your husband. He's humanizing. He's not satisfied every time he's talking to a lady. You are insecure. You just always sweet to other women. You're just calling them sweetheart, brothers and sisters. We are not fighting with flesh and blood. We need to help each other. We are so judgmental. When you understand spiritual warfare, brothers and sisters, you will understand. And some of us have a spirit of laziness, spirit of nastiness, and all of these things. These are demons, brothers and sisters, attached to us, brothers and sisters. That's what the Bible is teaching us, and we are Seventh-day Adventists. We only pile up with books, but we are not reading. And a lot of us, we are legalists. We are not even loving, brothers and sisters. The children, the youth, they are in fornication. And whenever somebody do fornication, we are told that the zinc, they cause them to be mad. They don't have no desire for God. You need to talk to your children. Sit down with them. Ask them if they are touching themselves. Ask them if they are doing vice. Ask them this. Ask them if they have a marrying husband. Ask them if they're coming, they're finding themselves sleeping with woman and man in their dreams. Anybody who are doing this, you will never be prosperous. You will never succeed in life, brothers and sisters. I'm talking from experience. I know these things, and a lot of people going through these things. And Seventh-day Adventists, you need to stand up, because sometimes when people talk about this, oh, this is Pentecostal stuff. No, you don't know your Bible. Because Jesus, when he sent out his disciples, Spirit of Prophecy says that the early church do deliverance ministry. And we are told that we are lit, because why this Seventh-day Adventist church? Because we lose our peculiar faith, brothers and sisters, and we are ashamed of who we are. We are ashamed of these things. We are ashamed of talking about sins in the church, which is sex and all of these things. Sex is not bad, but when we talk about these things, people want to get up. Why? Because you have a struggle. The people that need help, and pastors don't want to talk about these things because they want to see women with short skirts and their underwear is printing out. These are sexual immorality in the church, brothers and sisters, and even the preachers, elders, deacons, they need help. Because all of these things, brothers and sisters, and they are going and sleeping around and cheating on their wife. Even sometimes the wife don't know these things. But men, especially men, 90% of men is watching pornography, brothers and sisters. It's killing the church. And we have a book that called Solemn Appeal, and they talk about zinc and fornication and what it does to the young people. Look at the commercial. When they are commercial water, they're showing a naked lady. Because if you understand dopamine, brothers and sisters, dopamine is a pleasure. Dopamine is releasing, and the demon is taking your energy. That's why when a husband and wife come together, the husband and wife release the energy, and the wife as well, and it keep the marriage in harmony, and it bring back to God, because sex, that is also a form of worship, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, I have a lot to tell you. I know I'm going too fast, but forgive me. Brothers and sisters, we need to wake up. We need to wake up. I know a lot of young people, if you talk to them, young parents, we say, oh, we must not talk to our children because they're too young to talk about sex. Well, you don't even know your children, they're smarter than you. They even can use their phone. When you have a child and they can use the computer and your phone better than you better believe it. Your children, they know so much. That's why Jesus said, until you become like a child, because the little children, brothers and sisters, they're so wise. And Satan, when your children talk about they have an imaginary friend that is demon, you need to sit down and talk. Some of us, we are too legalists. We don't even talk to our children. Your first ministry is home. Go back and fix your home. Your children is not walking with God. Talk to them. What you used to masturbate? You used to watch porn? Who taught you? You're going to sex. You have in relationship and all of these things, they open themselves to open doors to demons, and the demons destroy their lives, and they don't have no desire. This is Satan's desire to destroy the family of God. The only way Satan can destroy God's people, to get God hungry, is to destroy us. And we are so judgmental as a daughter. The mom, daughter gets pregnant, we disfellowship them because they're in office. Brothers and sisters, we don't sit down with them. Yes, move them from office, but don't disfellowship them. Talk to them, turn to them, ask them what is going on, how you end up in this, and pray with them, brothers and sisters. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Use scripture, use the songs, brothers and sisters, and pray for your children. Pray for people. We need to stop being judgmental. Anytime when you understand spiritual warfare, you will not be judgmental. You will not even talk when people talk to you regarding sensible issues that they are going through, that they are afraid to talk to the church about. Sensitive things, brothers and sisters, especially Seventh-day Adventists, we are so ignorant when it comes to spiritual things. I hear LSO, Sister Prophecy say we must not talk about the things of Satan. Well, if you're not going to talk about that, throw the Spirit of Prophecy then. Throw the book regarding about angels. Because the Spirit of Prophecy expose Satan so much. And we are ignorant according to the device. Oh, you know, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I am born again. I accept Jesus Christ. It don't work like that. And a lot of us, we used to do things in the world, and we don't renounce that lifestyle. We don't have to reject and renounce these things, and it affects us. And that's why a lot of men, they cannot take care of their children. Their manhood is destroyed because of these things. And these things, they are promoting the power that is promoting it, pushing it in the market, and destroy families, brothers and sisters. And a lot of you, if you can testify, you know what I'm talking about. So brothers and sisters, you need to study to show yourself approved. A lot of things I will not tell Seventh-day Adventists. I will talk to one-on-one people regarding things and help them. And a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff. When you're in pornography, you can't keep money. You don't know where your money is going at. Your husband cannot remain faithful. He's going to cheat all over the place, brothers and sisters. Even if he's married, he is not satisfied with his wife because he married to a spiritual spouse, a demon coming into his dream, coming to familiar spiritual, dating different people. But we don't want to talk about these things. You see, you're talking about strange doctrine, but I'm not talking about strange doctrine, brothers and sisters. The church need help. And you need to study, brothers and sisters. A lot of you ladies, a lot of you men, you have discernment. And you need to educate yourself. Pray and ask God for wisdom. When you pray and God, ask God for wisdom. A lot of us sometimes with something come and you don't understand. Go and ask God. Prove, test it with the word of God. Is this so? When you think in the Bible, this man, when he, let me leave it alone. But brothers and sisters, we will come on next time by God's grace when the Lord lead. The sealing time is coming. And we want to renounce and let go of everything that Satan bring into our life. The past. Some of us, we don't know our parents do. Some of us, parents are using a witchcraft, give us the secret society and all of these things. They bring curse upon you. If you read the Bible, if you read Deuteronomy, talk about these things. The forefathers. That's why God was telling the children, Israel, do not worship strange God. That's why Balak tried to destroy the children of Israel. And every time he tried to curse the children of Israel, God turned the curse into a blessing. Why? Because the children of Israel was in army. They was obeying God. And the children of Israel lost their economy. That's why many of us, we are suffering. We cannot even let ends meet, brothers and sisters, because of these things. Our forefathers, our grandfather, our mother, our father, they do these things in the past. They may be ignorant. Maybe ignorant regarding these things in the past, but brothers and sisters, you need to know these things. You need to pray and search, and God will reveal these things to you. You realize you're struggling so much. What is going on? Everything is spiritual. Watch your dreams. Every spirit, the spirit of prophecy, a majority of the spirit of prophecy, the collection we have, they come from visions. They come from dreams. The prophecy that in the Bible come from where? Dreams. The reality, brothers and sisters, sometimes God is speaking to you, and we disregard the dreams. What is this? Sometimes, yes, Satan tries to mess with you in your dream. But you need to get so close to God that when you know God reveals dreams to you, they're real. I'm telling you, I get a lot of dreams that they come to pass. God speaks to his people through many ways. Some of us, he speaks to us through a lot of dreams. And we see they come through. When somebody's going to die, he shows you that somebody's going to die. You don't know who. God just wanted to put your house in order. But brothers and sisters, we don't understand spiritual warfare in these last days. We need to understand. We only have head knowledge, but we don't understand. It seems like the Bible says we do not fight with flesh and blood. but with principalities against the powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world. The rulers of darkness, they understand these things. They understand that the witch and the ruler, they understand these things. And the Bible says we must not be ignorant according to these devices. And these people, when you are living up to Christ, when you are living a holy, consecrated life, these people, they are afraid of you. They can't be in your presence. They can't even be in your community. Brothers and sisters, God give us dominion. You need to claim authority. You need to say, for it is written, suffer not a witch to die, God. Lord, you have said in your word, suffer not a witch to live. She must die, and every witch and wizard that in my community, everyone who has conjured up spirits, every necromancer and all of these people, brothers and sisters, we need to understand these things. A lot of things is going on we don't understand. Some of us refuse it. We say, man, I don't know what you're talking about. This is coming from the Sunday church. But hey, if you know your Bible, you understand. If you read the spiritual prophecy regarding spiritual warfare, find all of the quotation regarding spiritual warfare and deliverance. Find all of the scripture regarding how to fight with spirits, brothers and sisters, because we are not fighting with each other. Satan is trying to take you down. The Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal your joy. Steal whatever, brothers and sisters, and be careful who you hang out with. Be careful who you tell your plans, because a lot of witch in Seventh-day Adventists, a lot of warlords in the church, brothers and sisters, and you need to ask God for discernment. Who are the witch? Who are these ones that conjure up spirits, causing the church to split? A lot of church splits, brothers and sisters, because a lot of witch. A lot of witch and warlords in our church. I don't believe that. Three bases in our church. Conjure up spirits. Causing the church, brothers and sisters. Members cannot get along because it's witchcraft going on and we're going around. We don't have no discernment. You need to ask God for discernment. Open up your eyes so you can understand spiritual warfare. You can understand and stand up against these things. When God reveals, you're going to have some deep prayer and fasting and soak your word yourself, marinate yourself with the word of God. Arm yourself with the word of God, not with weapon. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling on stronghold, casting on imagination, and bringing every thought into captivity. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand these things. I don't know the message. God bring me up for the message, but somebody on this prayer line, brothers and sisters, you don't have to call me, but call unto Jesus. Call unto him. Pray, brothers and sisters. Search. Research. The spirit of prophecy is there. It helps us. Find all of this quotation regarding spiritual warfare. Why your children don't want to live for God? What is going on? Who are they hanging out with? They could be hanging out with somebody is a witch, warlock, their family in secret society and all of these things. And they see their sorrow and they are affecting your child. Your child don't have no desire for spiritual things. Ask a friend who they are hanging, your children, who are they hanging out with? Watch them. Watch looking at them room. Watching the symbols, the accursed things that you have in your house. Gucci, perfume, Adidas, Reebok, and all of these things, brothers and sisters. Guess, all of these name brands, look at who is producing them. Who are the makers? What they are about? iPhone, the guy who makes iPhone, he is a Freemason. And when you accept this, brothers and sisters, you are bringing spirits in your life. If you want to understand these things, I can do a study and use it from the Bible and God talk about accursed things. I can do an in-depth study with you and show you accursed things. Name all the accursed things you have in your life. And some of you have nightmares, all nightmares upon nightmares upon nightmares, because a lot of accursed things we have in our house. The thing that one of the scarf the ladies them wear, it's prominent among them. What do you call it? But let me leave it alone, brothers and sisters. Yes. But it's a lot, brothers and sisters. We have to know. We need to know. We need to get out, because these things block the avenue of God communicating with you, because a lot of things we have in our house, inadvertently, we buy these things. But beyond it, brothers and sisters, a lot of dedication, a lot of prayer over it, and they bring spirit with it, and a lot of things that's your house in chaos. That's where you can't get along. Every time people just confusion. We need to understand these things. The logos you have, the name brands, we have a dress code. You notice our dress uniform is simple. That's why God give us these things. because he know that the power that be going to pervert everything, even the food, the Oreo cookie. There is a symbol. I forgot that symbol name, brothers and sisters. Straight spiritualism. And a lot of people is eating food, having swell belly and all of these things. Heart rightness, spiritual sickness. You don't know where it comes from. You are trying to eat right and all of these things. You're still struggling, obese. Some of these things, they are spiritual. But you need help. Start search. Start research what you have in your house. Pray. Anoint your things. Them all of these. Pray for them and ask God what I need to remove from my house. Brothers and sisters, these things, they are real. And it's sad my heart. Seventh-day Adventist is one of the most ignorant Christians I know regarding spiritual things. And we have so much spiritual prophecy that talks about spiritual things, brothers and sisters. But only the light-minded I can help. But the ones who think they know much, I leave them alone. But a lot of them, they can't sleep. A lot of them, they're miserable. A lot of them, they don't have no peace because of a lot of the things that we have in our house. But if you are genuine, if you are sincere, you don't have to follow me. Just go pray and ask God. Pray every day and ask God and watch God start reveal. One of the things that one of curse things, the checkerboard. Anything that you have regarding checkerboard, look it up. That is a Freemason high ritual stuff. A paisley symbol. Research it. Don't follow me. A paisley. A lot of ladies have a paisley on their skirt. It's a deep secret stuff, brothers and sisters. It affects your womb and all of these things, my sisters. Look it up. Research. A lot of accursed things, brothers and sisters, we accept. We don't know. I'm just trying to help you. I don't know why God allowed me to bring this. I'm trying to stop. I know time is past. But brothers and sisters, somebody need to have a breakthrough. Your breakthrough can throw these things out of your house. The name brand, you don't need no name brand. Your name brand is going to be gold and diamond and pearl in heaven. These things, they're highly dedicated over to Satan. And we bring, that's what God tell when Achan bring in the accursed thing in the camp, what may happen? Oh, God present, drive away God presence, and who comes? Satan. And Joshua was one of them. So is it that the weakest tribe, the weakest nation, it's killing my people. What is going on? And Joshua started to pray. And God said, there is a cursed thing in the camp. Joshua, get up. Not the time to pray. Go search the camp. Joshua, search. When he go from family, from tribe to family. And Achan, brothers and sisters, because of that, Achan disobedient, he caused his whole family. He bring a cursed thing. That's why God said, kill every thing, baby, even the animal, because the things they are a curse. And God said, these are cursed things, they are an abomination, and they drive away the Spirit of God. Even the way we carry our house must not be chaka-chaka. Spiritual prophecy say our house must be clean, because the angels can walk over them. Angels, if you're going to want angels to dwell in your presence, your house must be tidy. Things can be all over the place or whatever, brothers and sisters. Your house must be clean. Spiritual prophecy said, if you want to have fresh air, you need to have the leaves away from the house because it brings fall here and it affects the lungs. A lot of these things we don't know. We need to read. Go back and read. Educate yourself so your health can be better, because the disease is coming. Boost your immune system, brothers and sisters, because this disease X, what they are saying is in it. They say it comes with HIV and AIDS and Ebola and another one. Brothers and sisters, these there's a lot of things going on, but I need to end. Father in heaven, I come before your presence. Forgive me, Lord, if I move too fast. I pray that somebody will even get something. I never planned to say all of this, but Lord, you just use me to speak unto you. So I pray, Lord, somebody will get something, Lord. Light bulb will turn on, Lord, and I pray that they will search your word. They will go into the spirit of prophecy and search for light. And when the revelation reveal, I pray that they will not shun the light, but they will act upon it so your presence can fully be in our presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming on. I don't think we have time for questions or comment, but we need to search the scripture. I pray that you guys took note of the spirit of prophecy pages and also the scripture so that you can go over and reread those things and share it with people, because there is a lot that was shared by my dear brother, and God is good. And I just want to leave with you Great Controversy chapter 41, right at the bottom of 6:5-6.1. It says, "Now the controversy is not alone with Satan, but with men. The Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will give them that are wicked to the sword. May the Lord help us, and may we turn from our wicked ways and serve the true and living God. Jesus love you, brothers and sisters, and he's soon to come, so let us be prepared to meet our Maker, our Creator, our Redeemer in the sky, and to hear, 'Well done, good and faithful servants.' Amen. Have a blessed night. Happy Sabbath. Jesus loves you."
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed.